The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3127. Haven't done one of these episodes in a while, so figure, hey, we've got enough for it. This is a potpourri episode where we're going to cover little bites of Star Wars news that have been brewing, but we haven't talked about here yet on the show. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we've got a few things to cover here, stuff related to Solo a Star Wars Story, and also video gaming, and also Skeleton Crew. So we'll start with the big news, which is that Skeleton Crew has apparently finished its filming. This is according to posts on Instagram from stunt coordinator people. And if you go trying to look for that, apparently the posts have been scrubbed. This was reported on by Deadline Hollywood, which is one of the Hollywood trades. So, you know, you could probably hang your hat on that. And again, it's probably a little suspicious that the posts are now gone. So, yeah, knowing that Skeleton Crew has seemingly finished its filming, now we have an opportunity to consider how long the series actually is. So filming was supposed to have started in September of 2022. Here we are in the last part of January of 2023. It means it's been in production for about 4 months. As a result, it seems likely that Skeleton Crew is going to be a 6-episode series, whether it's a limited series or a season or however you want to look at it. 6 episodes seems to be about right. And the reason why that's the case is because when you look, for example, at the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, filming started in May of 2021 and concluded in September of 2021. So that was about the same time frame for filming. And of course, it was 6 episodes when it debuted in 2022. And by way of comparison, The Book of Boba Fett, which was 7 episodes long, that started filming in November of 2020 and was done filming in June of 2021. But I think it was late November and early June. So we're basically talking about 6 months for all intents and purposes. And granted, there were probably things related to COVID protocols that may have slowed things up by comparison. So 6 months for 7 episodes. So good chance the Skeleton Crew were looking at a 6-episode season slash series, but possible that it could be 7 as well. But I'll put my money on 6. Would love to know what you think. So chime in wherever you see this episode on YouTube. Hey, there's comments right there. And for audio listeners, you can head over to sw7x7.com and find the blog post for the show's episode. And please comment there. I'd love to hear from you. Now, as far as Solo a Star Wars Story goes, well, yes, obviously that movie came out. Oh my gosh, it'll be 5 years in May. How crazy is that? The time has flown like that. But apparently Alden Ehrenreich and Emilia Clarke have both been interviewed recently for various projects that they're involved in. And as you know how this goes. Anytime you're interviewing somebody about Star Wars, then you're going to get asked about Star Wars. And so Alden and Emilia have been asked about continuing their roles and whether anyone's asked them about it. And they both say that no, they haven't heard anything. They're, you know, not in any kind of discussions like that, but they both say that it would be very nice to revisit those roles. So that's a wonderful thing to hear. And as it turns out, not too long ago, Daisy Ridley was also asked about one of her, you know, particular projects she was getting interviewed for, and they asked her if she would ever consider a return to the franchise, and she said, I'm open to a call, and that she's unemployed right now. So that's always a fun answer and also a very non-revealing answer. There had been some hay made not too long ago about her having a lunch at Lucasfilm, which, you know, could mean anything or nothing. And the last bit of news to share with you, or rumor and speculation. Don't worry, I don't think I'm really spoiling anything necessarily, but this one actually first got flagged to me by my son, who you may know if you've been a longtime listener to the podcast as Scorekeeper Declan. So he mentioned to me that he'd heard something about a rumor for the new Star Wars first-person shooter game that's being worked on by Respawn Entertainment. This is one that was announced last January as in development. One of those things where now that Electronic Arts, EA, is no longer holding an exclusive license for Star Wars gaming, that things are spreading out a little bit, although I think this one happens to still end up under EA's banner. Anyway, the first-person shooter game that they are supposed to be working on was initially pitched as a campaign mode kind of thing, like a solo kind of thing. However, there was some job posting that they put up where one of the positions they asked for included experience that translated to multiplayer online expertise, and that it was supposed to be for working on this Star Wars project. And very much like the Instagram posts from the stunt coordinators for Skeleton Crew, this one apparently got scrubbed from the internet as well. It is no longer on the Respawn website, but it was on there for long enough that people caught it and said, hey, this is a big deal, check this out. So whatever this first-person shooter solo campaign game is that they are working on that we're probably not going to hear more about for a while, maybe at Star Wars Celebration London, wouldn't that be nice? That may, in fact, end up having a multiplayer online component as well. So that's what I've got for you on the overall potpourri episode of Little Star Wars Tidbits that, as you can tell, each individually don't make for a whole episode, but you get enough of them together and got an episode of the podcast, which that will do it for. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Seven is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.